Hello, yes, good evening. My name is Tony Collin from National Opinion Surveys, and I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. I can speak with Francine Fox, please.
This is...
Okay, ma'am, just for qualification purpose for this survey, I know it's still a long way off. You know, what are the chances that you will vote on the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? And would that be a definitely will vote, probably vote, or 50-50? Or will not vote?
Definitely will vote.
Definitely. Okay. All right, ma'am, just for qualification purposes, what is your age?
52.
Okay, thank you. All right, and just to be sure that we represent everybody, may I ask, what is your race?
White.
Okay, thank you. All right, and please rate me your level of motivation for voting on the next presidential election in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote, that you can use any number.
7.
About 7, okay. All right, ma'am, and regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Republican.
And would you call yourself a strong Republican or not a strong Republican?
Not a strong Republican.
Okay, all right. And thinking about the direction the country's headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country's headed?
Satisfied.
Okay, satisfied. All right, ma'am, and in which of the following issues are most important to you in the next year's congressional election? Would that be climate change and environmental issues, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, gun regulation and reform, immigration and border security, crime and violence, healthcare costs, improving K through 12 public school education, protecting our democracy and freedoms, criminal justice reform and stop racial profiling and hold bad cops accountable, or inflation and in the economy. You can choose two of those to be the most important to you, okay?
Healthcare and lowering taxes.
Okay, be healthcare costs and lowering taxes, right?
Yeah.
And shrinking, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right, ma'am, and generally speaking, would you say your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting better.
Getting better. Okay. Oh. All right, ma'am, and thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting worse.
Getting worse, okay. All right, and how often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often? Often, not often, or not at all?
Not often.
Okay, you say not often, right? Okay.
Correct.
Not often. Okay, and how often would you say you experience sexism or discrimination based on your sex or gender in your everyday life? Very often, not often, or not at all?
Not at all.
Not at all, okay. All right, ma'am, how concerned are you about rights or freedom being taken away or rolled back in this country? Would you say very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned?
Somewhat concerned.
Somewhat concerned. Okay. All right, ma'am. Now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you're very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you're very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means that you're not particularly warm or cold, okay, like a neutral. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending how you feel. If you have no opinion or never heard of that person or organization, just let me know and I'll move to the next one, okay? The first one will be Black Lives Matter.
40.
40, okay. What about the National Rifle Association or NRA?
60.
50 or 60?
60, 6-0.
Okay, 6-0, okay. And what about the Leadership Conference of Human and Civic Rights?
Never heard of them.
Okay, never heard of him. All right. What about Donald Trump?
70.
70? Tim Scott.
Never heard of him.
Never heard of him? Okay, Cornel West.
Never heard of him.
Okay, and the Republican Party?
70.
70? Joe yeah. Biden.
50.
Okay. Thank you. All right, ma'am. I know it's still a long way off, but what if, you know, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Cornel West, Republican Donald Trump, and Democrat Joe Biden, would you vote for Cornel West, Donald Trump, or Joe Biden?
Trump.
Donald Trump. Okay. Thank you. And how worried are you about the rise of white nationalism in America today?
Not at all.
Not at all worried, okay. And okay, now I'd like to read you some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with these statements, okay? The first one says, your heritage, traditions, and cultural identity is under attack in America. Would you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with that statement?
Somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree. Okay, the next one says, America is on the path of another civic war. Agree or disagree?
Agree.
Would that be strongly or just somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Okay, racism against black people is a big problem in today's society.
Somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree. Okay, America democracy is under major threat now. Democracy. I'm sorry. American democracy is under major threat now.
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. Okay, the government should do more to lessen racial inequality in society.
Somewhat disagree.
Okay, reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society.
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. Okay, and gay marriage should be a legally protected right in this country.
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. Okay, thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am, in general, do you support or oppose affirmative action programs designed to increase the number of black and minority students on college campuses and in employment? Would that be a strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose that?
Somewhat oppose.
Somewhat oppose. Okay. All right, and now I'm going to read you two statements some people have made. You know, please tell me which you agree with more, okay? Statement A say, parents should have the direct say on, you know, the education their children receive, including the books they have access to. Parents have the right to use their own beliefs to limit the books, you know, our school libraries can carry. Statement B says, our schools must teach multiple points of view, you know, and banning books both limits children access to new ideas and marginalizes peoples who histories often ignore in our schools, such as black, you know, and LGBTQ+. Which of these statements do you agree with more? Would you say strongly agree? B, would that be somewhat agree or strongly agree with B?
Strongly agree, B.
Oh, okay. All right, thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am, we're almost done with this survey. I really appreciate your time. We only have a few more questions, so I'm gonna read you a list of things that some people say are being undermined in our country today. Please rate me using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with it. This is being undermined and under threat. 5 means it's somewhat agree, and then 0 means that you don't think, you know, being threatened or threaten or undermine at all. Okay, you can use any number. The first one says equal equal economic opportunities for all, from 0 to 10. How, first, remember, 0 means that you don't think it's being undermined or threatened. And 5 is somewhat, and 10 is strongly, but you can use any number.
4.
4. Okay, what about freedom to protest the police or government?
6.
6, okay. What about immigration to this country?
5.
5. A commitment to Christian ideals.
Is it being undermined? 8.
Yes, or threatened, you know. Yes. 8?
8, yeah.
Okay. Police that treat everyone the same.
7.
7, okay. The right to bear arms.
2.
2, okay. And ensuring that everyone has equal access to voting.
3.
3. Okay. 3. All right. Thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am. And now I'm going to read you some statements people have made, you know, how we can make improvements to this country. Please rate me each on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, and 5 means that somewhat agree, and 0 means that you don't agree at all. Okay. You can use any number. Okay, America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in our, you know, in some states. While our, you know, while your own rights may not be, you know, at risk yet, this is a slippery slope. And we, you know, and we don't stand up now, you know, if we don't stand up now, then eventually all of us will have less in freedom and less power to change things than our parents. Would you say do not agree with all, somewhat agree, or strongly agree with
7.
That statement from 7? Okay. All right. The other one say every child in America should have what, you know, parents, what prepares them for a better future. But sadly, this is not the case for many lower income and minority students. We must remove barriers so that all students feel safe, have resources, and, you know, and can access affordable higher education that can bridge the gap for communities that feel left behind. Would you say do not agree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree from 0 to 10?
9.
9. Okay. Thank you. All right, ma'am. Sometimes over the course of the survey, you know, people change, you know, people's opinions change. Let me ask you again, okay, please rate me your level of motivation for voting on the next year's presidential election in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not all motivated to vote, and 10 means that you're extremely motivated, but you can use any number.
10.
10, okay. All right, thank you. All right, ma'am, in which of these issues that we discussed today, do you feel what's most, responsible for your change in motivation?
Equal education.
Okay. You say equal
education.
Equal education. Okay. Education. Okay, and that's it? Or
that's
anything else?
Okay.
Okay, equal. All right, thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am, switching gears a bit, the last few questions are just for statistical purpose only, okay? What was the last year of schooling that you had completed?
Graduate school.
Okay, graduate school. How would that be, like postgraduate, like master's, MBA?
Master's.
Law degree? Okay.
Master's.
Gotcha. And are you married, unmarried, live with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Single.
Okay. All right, ma'am. Do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household?
No.
No children. Okay. And thinking about your approach on political issues, would you describe yourself to be very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
Somewhat conservative. Okay. And how often do you attend church or religious services? Would you say twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever, or never?
Twice a month.
Once or twice a month, right?
Yes.
Okay. And how would you describe the area where you live, urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Suburban. All right, ma'am, last question. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. All right, ma'am, well, this concludes our survey. I thank you very much for your time and participation. Okay, you have a great evening, and thank you very much. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.